Norovirus has struck Royal Caribbean's Oasis of the Seas, and as a result, the ship is returning a day early for extra cleaning, and the guests will be given a full refund. A statement from Royal Caribbean said the ship is returning to Port Canaveral a day early to give the cruise line more time to completely clean and sanitize the ship before it sails again. This outbreak is on the heels of 2018 being the lowest norovirus season in years. Oasis of the Seas is currently on a Western Caribbean cruise. And meat lovers will be happy as another steakhouse is taking place at sea. After Cunard's Steakhouse at the Veranda debuted on Queen Mary 2, the menu became so popular that the cruise line decided to introduce the concept to all of its ships. Steakhouse at the Veranda will be open to guests on sea days for both lunch and dinner. Lunch will cost $25 and dinner $39 per person. And 2019 is shaping up to be the biggest year for the cruise industry yet. 24 ocean-going ships are set to debut this year, marking a new record according to a 2019 Cruise Industry News annual report. The class of 2019 represents just under $10 billion in new ships, with an average size of 67,600 tons. And guest capacity of 1,770 guests. You can read this full report at cruiseindustrynews.com. More stories at cruiseradio.net. Doug Parker, Cruise Radio News.